Hi friends, I'll be discussing this chapter 7 employee engagement which I have introduced in this new book. I think it's the first time we are talking about employee engagement as a separate chapter in an HR book, right? I thought there was a need to introduce this only because in today's global working, you find many employees whose employee engagement levels are not very high. Now, what exactly is meant by employee engagement, we'll try to understand in this chapter and try to see how we can engage ourselves with the companies where we work the way it is expected by the organizations, right? So the objectives, after studying the chapter, you should be able to understand the framework and the stages of employee engagement, the need for employee engagement, how employee engagement is implemented, the role of HR in employee engagement, and also there are certain myths about employee engagement which we'll try and understand. Structure 7.1, what is employee engagement? 7.2, why employee engagement? 7.3, framework of employee engagement. 7.4, employee engagement profiles, the four stages of employee engagement. 7.6, myths about employee engagement. Number 7, role of HR in employee engagement, and we talk about measurement of employee engagement, and we land up with the summary. Now, what is employee engagement? Employee engagement is a state of an employee, mental state, emotional state, that describes his level of enthusiasm, dedication, and sense of belongingness that he feels towards the job function. The level of enthusiasm, dedication, and sense of belonging that he feels towards his job function. An engaged employee cares about his work and performance of the organization and strives to make a positive and progressive difference. An engaged employee, as we go along the line, we'll come to know, is not an employee within the company itself, 9 to 5, but he's got something more than that. An employee who is engaged. Why employee engagement? Why are we discussing this? Why is this chapter introduced? An employee who is engaged with his job contributes to the organization in a much larger context than others. Some of you listening to me may be employee engaged. You extend your job functions, your involvement, your emotions beyond just the KRA, beyond just the job profile given to you. Some of you do it. That's an excellent quality in you. Employee engagement contributes to the success, sustenance, and growth of the company by strongly linking job satisfaction to employee morale. What is an employee morale? It is something within you. No matter what happens, I choose to be positive about the situation. I choose to get involved in every which way. That is morale. I'm going for a trek. I do not know the end result of the trek. Where I'm going to be, I do not know. It's a night trek, but my morale is high. So morale is driven from within you, and morale doesn't have any type of a condition, unlike a motivation. It's good to have a morale, and the morale is developed by you, by your own self-growth process. If you want a morale, then you need a coach. The coach will be able to make you realize what should be your morale and how you develop it. So, when my morale is high, my job satisfaction and these two get linked. The engagement which I have with the company, employee engagement, is very high. It contributes to the success, my success and the company's success. It contributes to the sustenance, mine and the company's, and the growth, both companies and mine. Employee engagement determines how dependable and productive an employee could be on a sustainable basis through the various ups and downs of the company's business cycles. There are employees, most of the employees, the paradigm of thinking is, I'm working for the company is paying me, this is my job, and I'll remain into this. A little bit of stretch here and there, they do. An employee engaged person is something different. He goes beyond. He is so much with it. He finds a larger meaningfulness of his work, his involvement as a member of the organization. Not only during the working hours, but even beyond the working hours. And he's got the thing. He's not just obsessed. He's got an engagement with the company. He understands that this is what the company has to stand for. And he becomes like an ambassador of the company. It can be at any level. Employee engagement can be at any level. It can be a person who's serving you tea every day in the company. It can be your manager. It can be anybody around, the driver of your car. Employee engagement. Now, this is to be understood. Today, there's an ongoing need for businesses to not manage workforce output, but more importantly, sustaining them. See, managing work output is what we have been doing all along. People are joining. People are recruited, selected. They are trained and developed. We are hoping that they'll stay back and they leave. And today, everybody is crying foul. They say attrition, attrition, attrition everywhere. Every company where I do a training, there's a complaint, there's an attrition, Venkat, I'm not getting people. So when you look closely, you notice that the larger the task force in a company, the employee engagement is not that high. It is inversely proportional, unfortunately. And the reasons why employee engagement is not happening, there are many of them. Employee engagement is a self-driven, meaningful drive that an employee inherently develops within him, not restricted to the by compensation package or other material rewards. You give him money, you give him fame, name, etc. That's beyond. He is a person who's self-driven and he finds a meaningfulness in doing what he does. He will anyway do it even if you don't pay him money. And some unscrupulous bosses, they exploit employee engaged people in the company by denying them what is due and then they extract work out of them. That's a sinful practice if you ask me. It's unethical. I think there is something called a mutual sensitivity between boss and subordinate. It has to be there, a human sensitivity. One can't be so, numb to somebody else's engagement. Employee engagement indicates that the employees work envisioning the larger vision of the company with a sense of involved belonging. They look at the larger picture. I belong to this picture and I'm going to see that I make the picture better and bigger and more colorful. An employee who's employee engaged contributes more meaningfully to the strategic initiatives than by just day-to-day operational results. He looks at the larger picture. And he knows that my day-to-day function has got a larger implication to the company's strategies. And so he works towards that. When almost 80% business belonging to service sector, where the external customer management is most crucial, the growth of the company for staying competitive and forging ahead, employee engagement plays a crucial role. Imagine I'm going to an insurance company or a bank, or I go to a hotel, a five-star hotel. Now, it's highly service-oriented sector. Now, in that service, if I have somebody servicing me who doesn't have employee engagement, his employee engagement level is 50%, then he may not be able to entertain me beyond a point. And in a service sector, it's all about customer, customer, customer all along. It's an employee-engaged manager, the employee-engaged executive, who actually is in a position to boost up the service levels of a company because of the way he is. Hence, employee engagement is a very crucial thing in a service sector. There has to be trainings done for companies so that employee engagement is boosting up. On one hand, I've told you that employee engagement is self-driven. Then you may ask me a question, where is the training coming? The training comes because people have to be ignited at all levels that keeping employee engaged, meaning keeping employees motivated and keeping employees be with the company emotionally in every which way, a sense of belonging. That has to be created by the top management and at different levels down the line, for which the most important thing is integrity. You walk your talk. If you really want your company to grow as a promoter, If you really want your company to be something very big, if your focus is not on the top line and bottom line alone, if it's on the brand, if it's on reputation, then an employee engagement is a must. So it's the internal customers, the employees within the company, who need to be in a high morale and employee engaged to service customers through all challenging and unexpected limitations. Now, customers are demanding, services are multilateral, lots of people are giving services. If you don't give a service, the customer migrates to your competitor. Now, in this particular type of a business atmosphere, it's important that your company needs to have internal customers within the company. Their morale should be very high. It goes back to the company culture and how they actually look at them or their own selves as their own vision and their growth. That has to permeate down the line at every level. Hence, there's a dire need for the organization to focus and invest in employee engagement initiatives. Now we come to the framework of employee engagement. There are three things. There's an organization, there's a work, and there's a team. So the employee engagement is encompassing all the three. Employee engagement with the organization, employee engagement with the work that he or she is doing, and employee engagement with the team. This is all about everything. If every employee does this, imagine how the organization will be. Employee engagement is a strength of the mental and the emotional connection employees feel towards the work they do, their teams and their organizations. The organization creates a culture which promotes employee engagement and lays down its policies accordingly. This ensures that all HR processes from manpower planning till separation and associated functions are driven with employee engagement in mind all along. So whatever we are doing in the company, the HR department, they know very well that we are having employee engaged people. So our manpower planning, everything will have a different type of a flavor. You'll come across people who are very supportive in each of these functions, who help you, who are with a sense of belonging. They're engaging themselves in every which way when you make a request. Right? Although employee engagement seems to be employee driven, it has a lot to do with the conditions created by the company. I would be driven to do something provided there are certain conditions created. Now that's not conditional. A basic hygiene conditions as we talk in motivation. So once that is given, I start feeling from every angle that this company is really something which is worthwhile for me to work with. And so I'm totally involved with that. The more conducive conditions created by the company, more the number of employees who are emotionally engaged. Emotionally engagement profiles. Disengaged, barely engaged, moderately engaged, and highly engaged. These are the four stages in which the employee engagement is supposed to be progressing. It need not be happening systematically. You may be at number three or number two itself from the beginning. Now, disengaged people, this disengaged type of an employee involvement is the poorest one. Impoverished engagement, concerned only with the selfish needs, critical, negative, and disruptive. He or she will do only what is told to be done. Nothing this side, nothing that side, only that. And not at all engaged emotionally with the company. Even while sitting in the company, that person is switched off. He has got no regard for anything around. A very, very extreme case, this rarely happens. But this is also an anomaly that needs to be discussed. Disengaged people, totally disengaged. They are there, they are just taking the days as they come. Barely engaged, slightly better. Indifferent to the larger picture, job security centric, liable to leave the organization. Working bare minimum, whatever is required, whatever is a bare minimum relation they maintain and do their work and they be done with it, they get out. And if they get some better opportunity, what they think is a better opportunity, they'll go. They will not look at the larger picture also. Many youngsters are into this today. I'm not making a generalized statement about all, but quite a lot of them are there for various reasons. Moderately engaged. Loves to engage, but only within self-determined safe zones, not beyond. Most of the managers fall in this category. They are engaged, but there's a conditional engagement. I will love my job with this type of thing. One, this is given, I'm okay. And there are zones they create that within this, I'll do this, not beyond that. Up to point number three, there's no leadership thinking. Fourth one, highly engaged, emotionally highly engaged, communicates openly and sensitive to the larger picture. This is what is the fabric of a leader, highly engaged. Now, one can look at oneself from 1 to 4 and ask oneself, where do I belong? Is it worth getting emotionally engaged? Is it good to be an employee engaged person? You can ask this question to yourself. What happens when you are emotionally engaged? Are you happy? Are you productive? Do you look at the results alone or do you look at the larger picture? At what stage of your career are you? That will decide your employee engagement level. I'm not expecting that everybody should be employee engaged, but this important factor has to be determined by the organization and also by the employees joining the company. Okay? Stage one is the primary needs. I'm explaining the four stages one by one. It's a socialization process where you join a company irrespective of your position, decides how your primary needs are satisfied, feeling a sense of belonging. Here, the culture and the climate of the organization matters when you join the company, the primary needs. Stage two is contribution and viewpoints. At this stage, employee tends to align himself with the company and his individual worth and his desire for recognition, feedback and acknowledgement. This is about the four stages of employee engagement maturity. Primary needs, it is satisfied, then he feels confident. The culture and the climate has to satisfy him, has to satisfy his needs. Then he slowly starts contributing and viewpoints start emerging. At this stage, the employee tends to align himself with the company and his individual worth and his desire for recognition, feedback and acknowledgement. At the third stage, there's a sense of belonging that develops. The focus now shifts from self to external environment. Self is taken care of, I feel secure. Now let me see what I can do to the external environment, the department, the division and the organization. A connect between employee and the surroundings makes him develop a sense of belonging to the company. He feels cozy as a part of the family. Despite all the so-called behavioral differences, he sees a larger picture and he realizes that everybody is working for the same goal. That maturity develops in him. Stage four, room to grow. Once comfortable, the employee focuses on long-term ambitions towards his career in the company. The key to this is a scope for him to express his ideas and put them into action and communication aligned with organization vision, strategy, objectives and goals. He is a fearless communicator because he's got a sense of belonging. And the organization also knows that this is a person who's communicating not to criticize, not to praise, but to the objective of the organization, to the strategies and goals. And he develops that type of a maturity, the larger maturity, the business maturity, if you can use a word. And this person is somebody who has arrived, you can say. Right? There are certain myths, some misgivings. You know, people talk about employee engagement. I've heard many people talk about employee engagement. They have some ideas. Some of them, I've just put them here. Employee engagement is often directed by wrong perspective by companies. Factors like happiness, satisfaction or well-being are considered to be indicators of employee engagement. Hence, a company works on policies to make him happy, satisfied and develop a sense of belonging. Different strokes for different folks. Now, how do they make them happy? They give them some sort of a rewards. What reward do they give? They give rewards which are either monetary or non-monetary. Now, employee engaged person goes beyond these two things. That is the point being made out. He or she is not invalidating rewards. They like the rewards, but they're not working for it alone. It's a part of it. If you don't give the rewards, my employee engagement will come down, nothing of that sort. They're really into it. So organizations need to understand this part of it and focus on that. Employee engagement is inward centric to the employee and cannot be easily calibrated by the company using such basic behavioral observations. How do I know a person is employee engaged? When there's a critical incident that takes place, when there is something in which everybody is backing out, there's a risk element for the job, and there's also a threat to many things. This person will jump and do it. He may sound very foolish, he may take a risk, he may do it out of some sort of a madness, but he's engaged and he does it. I've got umpteen cases of people who have done this. Now, those critical incidents testify that this person is an employee engaged person. You must have read in the net the narration written some years back about a Japanese car manufacturing company whose employee was taking a walk with his son along the beach one Sunday morning, and then suddenly he stopped and looked at the car park. He saw one car which was made by his company but owned by somebody else obviously, and he runs there. He sets the wiper straight. It was a little bit crooked. So son is telling him, "Dad, why did you do this?" He said, "That's my company that makes the car. I don't like to see my company car's wiper in a wrong position." Now, this may sound ridiculous for some of us. Sunday morning, I'm taking a walk. Why should I be bothered about my company? But the employee engaged guy is such. Are you one of them? This doesn't mean that an employee engaged person is breathing and talking about his company to every Tom, Dick and Harry. Don't be under the mistaken notion. He's not going to bore people by his company's talk and engagement. No. He knows exactly where to do it and where not to do it. He's got that maturity and pride and involvement. Employee engagement is not an income of monetary promise or rewards. People are engaged due to deeper psychological comfort. Employee engagement is long-lasting, rather everlast, I would say. An employee engagement may reduce if an employee stops perceiving his connect with the company. When he perceives his connect coming down, then he'll stop getting engaged. This could happen when the ethics, the integrity and the morals of the organization or somebody around in the environment starts falling down. Companies have to nurture and sustain this continuity through a culture-driven process. When somebody's employee engaged with you and willing to give his best and more than best, learn to retain him, and if necessary, make your policies in line with that. Because the more the number of people of this nature, company thrives. Employee engagement is not a strategic initiative. It has to be integrated to the philosophy of making the company. It's not a planned program with expected outcome. It is a growth and maturity of the employee that can be expected when the company gives a supportive culture. If you put a policy, we are going to have employee engagement policy, and you start having strategic plans, yeah, it'll help. It'll definitely give a push. But that's not the only thing that you need. You need to identify who are the people who are having this employee engagement potential in them, who are the ones who are already into that, and try to give them that type of a push. And try to give them that type of a leeway. Validate them. They don't need a validation, but if you validate, it'll be a great thing. They'll contribute much, much more. Now, what is the role of HR in employee engagement? Since HR acts as a doorkeeper to employees joining the company, it has a crucial role to play in creating conditions that are conducive for the employee engagement. HR forms the bridge between the culture driven by top management and the climate to promote employee engagement. Culture is at the top, climate is what is happening on a day-to-day basis. Both are working towards the same goal, but they could be at loggerheads when it comes to day-to-day behavior. So HR has to form the bridge, learn to calibrate what's happening in both the zones, and then integrate them together. HR should take the ownership of employee engagement initiatives and hold them accountable. HR has to ensure that they select the right employee engagement partner. Implement tools and process, support and develop managers. manage day-to-day needs and happenings related to employee engagement? How do I measure employee engagement? Conduct employee engagement through open-ended communication with peers and informal groups. When companies are in transition, like a takeover, acquisition, downsizing, etc., feel the word and emotions of employees through pulse surveys. Very interesting. When people talk to you at the time of a transition, the company is going through a transition, and during that time, employees are talking. They have informal chats in the canteen, and they may be talking to each other. Now you can see the change in the words and the emotions of people. That is one of the roles which an HR person is supposed to play to identify and calibrate them. And through that, you can feel the pulse of the people. Conduct ongoing employee lifecycle surveys such as new hire survey, stay survey, and exit survey. When you do this at three different stages, you'll realize what sort of an employee engagement is there in what quantum in each of the three stages. Are there more employee engaged people in a new hire category? Are there more in stay survey category? Are the ones in the exit category? Exit is very rare, but there could be some few, right? Finally, we come to the summary. Employee engagement is a state of an employee that describes his level of enthusiasm, dedication, and sense of belongingness that he feels towards his job function. It contributes to the success, sustenance, and growth of the company by strongly linking job satisfaction to the employee morale. It is the strength of the mental and emotional connection employees feel towards the work they do, their teams, and their organization. There are four employee engagement profiles: disengaged, barely engaged, moderately engaged, and highly engaged. And there are four stages of employee engagement, four stages of maturity: primary needs, contribution and viewpoint, a sense of belonging, and room to grow. There are myths about employee engagement in terms of observable behavior at the workplace. One must know how to identify and calibrate the fake from the real. HR plays a pivotal role in initiating, driving, and converting into employee engaged manpower. With this, my dear friends, I end this module, and I'm sure it has added value to you. Thank you very much.